You're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast. Sam joined by DePaul University head softball coach Bonnie Scrinta. DePaul enters the SCAC tournament with a record of 23-7-1, 10-6 in SCAC playing. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, heading into the SCAC tournament, the number one seed out of the East, winners of seven of your last eight. Where is this team, and how do you guys feel like you're playing some of your best softball of the years you had in the conference championship?
Yeah, the team's doing great. We're excited for the tournament. Of course, this is DePaul's first time hosting it in over, I think, 9 years. I think it's been 10 years since the SCAC tournament's been back on campus, and I think the team is excited to have definitely teams like Southwestern and Trinity back on campus, since they don't get to come here often, or really the girls on those teams haven't been here at all.
Coach, you carry into the tournament the top-hitting team in the SCAC with a team batting average of .364, 29 home runs, 336 hits on the year, 80 walks. Talk about what you really like about this lineup and their approach at the plate that allows them to be so successful.
Well, they're a veteran group in the lineup. This is our exact batting lineup that we had last season. And I would say we just talk about being versatile. So a lot of the bigger hitters are putting down bunts and moving runners when asked, and their execution has just been great. And they're up for the job that the team needs them to do. So we don't have that one player who, comes in with just one dimension to their offensive game. They can move around in the box. And with that, we're able to put up those numbers, and it definitely helps on the defensive side of things when we're giving up a few more runs than traditionally we have in the past, with a young pitcher on the mound or two young pitchers on the mound, and it gives our defense the confidence they need when we do get down. That we can score some runs.
Well, Coach, you mentioned that pitching transition. Obviously, as you mentioned, not the same dominance that you've seen in the past, but still solid pitching out of your young staff. How much has that solid defense that's been behind them helped that transition out this year? And just talk about the importance of pitching and playing good defense in order to make a run through the SCAC tournament.
Well, it's been a big part of our game for many years that we have a good, solid defense. And this year is no different. We always talk about here how important this is as a team effort, and that no one person is more important than the other. It goes on the offensive line. I mean, I know Emma Minks is putting up some great numbers offensively, but if you could see, most of the girls are able to score that RBI that's needed. And the same thing goes on the defensive end. I mean, a lot of pressure is on our pitchers to execute, but they know that it doesn't always come down to them, and a ground ball, a fly out is okay, and that's where we actually want the ball in our defensive hands to make the play so we can get on to the next batter. So it really helps with our full team approach to our game, and it doesn't put one bit of pressure on just one person.
Coach, you mentioned Emma Minks. Both her and Rachel McBeth are having outstanding seasons at the plate for this team, both hitting over 430 this year, have combined for 9 home runs, 69 RBIs, 60 runs scored, and 102 hits. How have you seen them develop over the season? How important have they been to this team's lineup this year?
They keep growing. I mean, that is so exciting, definitely for Rachel McBeth, who came in as a freshman and earned a spot as a young player, and I guess Emma did too. As a freshman, she beat out a junior, and you would think at some point you would just have the same player, jump in, but every day we look at them and they're doing something different. They train so hard. They're always trying to improve what they're doing at bat, and they know that pitchers are gearing up to figure out how to get them out, so they're always trying to make sure that there's not one location of the pitch that is, getting them, and the growth is amazing. So I'm glad we still have a lot more softball left. This tournament is a very hard tournament. I've said it before. And having Rachel and Emma be two very sparky hitters that really ignite the team to get them going and say, hey, this is what we need to do. This is get our head in the strike zone and hit the ball, and then our girls follow. So they've been great leaders, and they've always been able to step up, and I hope they have a great weekend as well.
Coach, you talk about how difficult this tournament is. Obviously, last year, not ending things the way you wanted to at last year's SCAC tournament. Does that disappointment of last year at all still linger with this team, and if so, does it motivate you guys heading into this 2011 championships?
You know, it probably lingers more with me than the team. The team has really moved on and grown and said, hey, last year's over. We're a different team. We're a different group. It's a different year. And that started way back in September when we got working in our fall season because the season did end on such a high note, being up in the Elite Eight of the – well, we call it the College World Series, so we kept referring to it, but we had to close that chapter in September, so I think the team did, but constantly they keep hearing me talk about execution in this tournament, how the SCAC tournament, when you get all of us on the same field, the teams are so competitive, they're very talented. Every team can beat every team, as we can see in the standings. Anyone can win this tournament, and that it's not a given. That's why we play the game. If we didn't have to play the games, we wouldn't. It's expensive, a lot of travel, but it is a very exciting tournament that we know DePaul and the DePaul softball team have to show up for, or those other five teams will come away with a trophy.
Coach, you mentioned that in this tournament, everybody can beat everyone, and certainly that's the truth. Finally, as we head into this weekend, you mentioned execution. What are the keys for your DePaul softball team to continue to do well throughout the entire weekend to not only start off well Friday, but also try and make a deep run at the SCAC championships?
Well, I think on the offensive side, that's move runners and not leave too many people left on base, which we've done in other tournaments, is to finish an inning and execute there with the small game and kind of getting our job done. And then on the defensive side, they know it's routine play after routine play. There's going to be a lot of fans. It's going to be a lot of pressure. There could be some bad weather coming, and it's those routine plays that we need to get done because the big plays will come. And we know that the SCAC teams are going to come with their bats, and they're going to hit, and they're going to get some great hits. But we're expecting that. We just need to make sure we get the outs that we need to get.
Gearing up for what plans to be an exciting SCAC tournament, DePaul University head softball coach Bonnie Skrentig and the DU Tigers will play the winner of Millsaps and Center on Friday at 4 p.m. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.
Thank you very much.